Jim McGowan, welcome back to the Roadhouse.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, sir.
I always love coming to the Roadhouse.
It's inevitable.
Like one of the most favorite things that I do.
Nice. Yeah. And we love having you,
the
too.
The feeling is mutual, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
That's right. Last time we were together was that holiday season. We were singing Christmas songs and cookie songs and talking about Porsches in the driveway. And here I got a card from Jim for Christmas with a Porsche out front of WTIP with my name on it.
That's pretty nice.
I can't find the keys for it yet.
I didn't get a Porsche.
didn't I send those?
No. Oh. No, fun story here. You know, I've always wanted this Porsche for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Jim caught that when we last spoke, and he literally took the liberties of Photoshop or some app.
Yeah, yeah. Put a little Porsche 911 out in front of the studio.
Convertible.
Put it on a card and forgot to send the keys.
Yeah, well, it's on my fridge, and every time I look at it, I smile.
Great.
So
that was the intent.
You're that guy, Jim. Well, welcome back. Welcome to the North Shore.
Thanks.
Nice to make the break. You said you had a big show last night in St. Paul.
I did. I have a monthly, I refer to it as my residency.
That's right.
At the Dubliner Irish Pub in St. Paul. So every second Thursday, 8 to midnight.
Oh, I bet things are getting excited down there.
They are. You know, I was wondering what would be there when I got there last night, just in light of everything. And it was a pretty light crowd to start, but it ended up fairly strong towards the end of the night. And
that's right.
I think people just want to be out a little bit. And, you know, everybody kind of keeps their distance a little bit. And you do the elbow bump instead of a handshake and wash your hands a lot. And,
yep.
That's right.
But I think if you take some strong precautions, I think things can be okay.
Oh, and you need it. You need to get out and let off a little steam right now, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
So good you're still rocking. You can't cancel rock and roll.
No, you can't. Yeah. But I did talk to a musician that played ahead of me last night, and he said that he's aware of some friends that have had some gigs canceled, and I have some good neighbors, good friends who one of their primary places that they play are in nursing homes.
Oh.
And so I talked to him on the phone today. We're going to talk tomorrow. I'm going to help him get set up so they can video stream their concerts into these nursing homes, so they don't want to let down the people that just love having them come in. And so we're going to set up a way for them to actually make it still happen.
Oh, wow, technology.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, you're here for a big weekend. Cascade Lodge has their big St. Patrick's Day event.
Yep, that's it's the biggest party on the North Shore, I think, for St. Pat's.
So,
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a fun night. The music starts at 3 o'clock. Frozen Britches, Tom Van Cleave, and Eric Hahn are going to start things off with more traditional Irish music. And then I'll start up around 5 o'clock and take it to close with more of the pub drinking kind of songs.
That's right. And they've got Irish food and Irish drink going on down there. So, Cascade Lodge.
Always a fun. I've been doing it now for a few years. And in fact, we're doing this one tomorrow, but we're already planning this September to do the halfway to St. Patrick's Day party.
So that's great.
They take their Irish pretty seriously down there. So.
That's right. The equinox or whatever we call it. That's right. Solstice of the season. And so starting a little early, though, on a Saturday, which was my recommendation for this holiday. I don't know if you caught that this morning. I said, shouldn't St. Patrick's Day always be on a Saturday or a Friday so people can really enjoy their ancestry?
Yes, but it's always been the 17th.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
And that's Tuesday.
So. But you'll be playing at the Gunflint Tavern on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. Gunflint Tavern on St. Patrick's Day, and then St. Patrick's Eve, I'll be playing at Voyager Brewing. So, busy weekend.
And, yeah, you really have. So, you'll have a busy schedule.
Yeah, I think it helps as a musician in Cook County to have an Irish last name. You get booked a little more on that.
So since we're already talking about germs and stuff a little bit.
Wait.
I spit in the tube. Do you know how much Irish you are?
I do.
What? That can't be safe.
No, you know, the DNA thing, right?
23andMe.
Oh, no.
No, because it's like giving away your privacy and stuff, right? Okay, but I did it. But how much Irish are you? Do you know?
You know, I don't remember the exact percentage, but I think it's like 40-some percent.
Wow, you've got me beat.
Yeah, my wife's laughing now because I always take such pride in my Irishness. And I gravitate towards that. She's 100% Norwegian. And she likes to remind me that I actually have plenty of that too. And so, so this is a big thing for me to admit this on the radio.
For only 40-some percent. What about you, Julie? What are you checking
out? I'm 27%, which I always said I was a quarter Irish.
And you're pretty much spot on.
I'm a little bit more.
How'd you know you were a quarter? You just kind of traced the roots, right?
My grandma on my mom's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Irish. So somebody else back there had some Irish in them, too.
That's right. Don't we all have a little Irish in us?
Well, especially on St. Patrick's Day, everybody has a little bit of Irish.
I've seen that T-shirt.
This is this weekend for sure. Yeah.
Well, you got a few Irish tunes tonight, but not all.
No. We won't do Irish all night, but I won't this weekend either. So
that's right.
For people who are coming out, just know I'll mix it up a little bit, but a little more Irish than usual for sure.
Perfect. So.
Yep. Well, we're looking for a long, nice, cozy set or two. We're not quite sure how this will play out. You might need an intermission around 6. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of part of the fun tonight. We've never done this before.
We'll roll with it. So I'm coming off of a 4-hour gig last night, so 2 hours is nothing.
Yeah. Nice. We'll start us out. Jim McGowan, live in the Roadhouse.
We'll start off with kind of a Blarney song. It's called The Bold O'Donohue. Here I am from Paddy's land, the land of high renown. I broke the hearts of all the girls for miles round Katy Town. And when they hear the Tamawa, they'll raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about that handsome lad, they call O'Donohue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy can squeeze a rock, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll court her like an Irishman with me brogan. Blarney too is me plan with me rolligan, swolligan, holligan, mulligan, bold O'Donohue. I wish me love was a red, red rose grown on yon garden wall, and me to be the dew dropping upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy dew. No more she'd love that handsome lad they call O'Donohue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy can squeeze her, I can, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll court her like an Irishman with me brogan. Blarney too is me plan with me rolligan, swolligan, holligan, mulligan, bold O'Donohue. I hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. And if I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to this bold O'Donohue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy can squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll court her like an Irishman with me brogan. Blarney too is me plan with me rolligan, swolligan, holligan, mulligan, bold O'Donohue.
There we are, starting it off with an Irish tune.
Blarney song? Is that the genre?
Yeah, there's a lot of Blarney songs, and especially the pub drinking songs that I do. A lot of Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem kind of songs. They do a lot of those.
Hey, last time I saw you in the headlines, I think, was at for a little Hovland Town Hall Festival a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was one of the best nights of music I've ever been a part of.
Well, tell us about, what was the theme? It had something special going.
It was called Celtic Crossings.
That's right.
It was organized by Michelle Miller and then Jim Miller as well. And they set up that Hovland Town Hall, invited in some folks from Thunder Bay. They had the T-Bait trad or traditional music group that they often come to the Wonder Bar every first Monday, I think, and do a session kind of thing where people can, it's kind of a jam where people can sit in and learn Irish tunes. So they played. There was
Kenna Rose tipped us
was
off
there.
Too. Yeah, because she was playing here with the what was their name of that?
Vessel.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
Vessel.
I actually heard them on the way up. So
Yeah.
And she was there. Michelle and her group.
Frozen Britches?
Well, Frozen Britches was there, Eric and Tom.
Yeah.
And then Fair...
Country Fair, North Country Fair.
North Country Fair, thank you.
We're all just...
Yes, and so the best part of that night for me was Michelle contacted me ahead of time, and I had sent her the songs I was going to do, and one of them is called Caledonia, which I'll do tonight. And it's a song about Scotland.
Yeah.
And she knew that song. And she asked if North Country Fair could do harmonies behind me on that. It was glorious. It was so good. And we didn't get a chance to practice with each other. They just stepped up and
did it
and they nailed it, and it was so good. Yeah. So we're also excited about this Hovland Town Hall thing that there's another one in the works.
Good.
So May 16th, it'll be a little different theme. Details are kind of coming together still, but it's going to pull together a lot of area musicians, and we're going to do another Hovland Town Hall concert May 16th. So stay tuned.
Nice.
Stay tuned. It's going to be really fun.
Nice.
Might be the start of something big.
That's great. That's really nice. Yeah. And it's always fun at the Hovland Town Hall.
Yeah, I've been to a few weddings there. Seems quaint. Seems smallish, though. What was the crowd like? Was it full house?
It was standing room only.
Yeah.
It was packed and very appreciative crowd. We went for 2 hours plus, and they stuck with us. And we even got to do a few sing-alongs, and they were full into it. You might have to help me again here. I'm trying to think of the local foundation. I think it's called Be the Change.
Mm-hmm.
Foundation was the beneficiary of the free will offering that night. And I think we raised almost $700 for that foundation.
Nice.
So through that, and everybody brought a plate of cookies too, which was good. Yeah, we had more cookies than we could handle. So.
Well, you got a nice neighborhood out east there, Hovland.
Love it. I love it.
More than just a dot on the map. I've heard it's a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hills of Hovland. Yeah. Well, it's a perfect opportunity to get together in that old town hall. And like you say, more details to come on the May. Similar theme with the Celtic music?
It won't be Celtic music. It'll be more of folk, like folk music from, you know, I don't, like I said, the details are still coming together.
Yeah,
but it'll be folk music, so there'll be some kind of, people will kind of pick five or six songs and go with it, and then we'll mix and match amongst the different musicians. It'll be a real showcase of local talent. It's going to be good.
Nice. Coming up in May. Lots coming up in May. Summer.
Summer is just right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we better.
Victoria Day and Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, Mother's Day, opening of fishing. Yeah.
Boat launching.
That's right. All these wonderful things.
Bike racing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to look forward to. The return of the birds. They're back. Have you noticed lots of great birds in your backyard lately, Julie?
I just have a whole bunch of chickadees, but I've had them all winter long.
Yep, seagulls seem to be settling back into town.
Oh, I don't have the seagulls in my backyard.
Well, they're down on the harbor.
Yeah, saw a lot of them down there today.
Crows crowing, cawn.
Yeah.
Sure signs here.
Yep.
Well, we got Jim McGowan playing live at the Roadhouse tonight to ease our minds and comfort our souls. You got any easy, comforting music, Jim?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. All that disinfectant on the counter is making me cough.
You're clamped. I hear you. I got the same thing. You're on.
So, So I mentioned this song, the one that we did with North Country Fair. It's called Caledonia. And I learned this just a few months ago. I had a young man come up to me when I was playing at the Dubliner, and he was from Scotland. And he asked me if I knew this song, and I said, I've never heard of it. And you could tell that he had this real strong Scottish brogue, and you could tell he was pretty lonely for Scotland. And so I told him I would look it up, and when I heard it, I thought, this is what I want to learn. And so it's a song of Caledonia means Scotland.
About where I came from, that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Now I have moved, kept on moving, through the points that needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the ladies and left them crying. Stolen dreams, yet there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room of forest choir. The flames that couldn't get any higher, they've withered, now they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When hands have shaken and kisses flown, then I will disappear. Tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever.
Scotland, huh?
Beautiful.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very soothing. Although I might get a little more homesick after hearing that. Is that a cure for homesickness?
Well, it sets a path anyway. It talks about tomorrow I'm going home.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
How'd the fella respond to that once you got that figured out?
You know, I haven't seen him back there since I promised him that I would learn it, so I don't know. Hopefully he'll show up there again second Thursday of the month. And,
That's right. Jim McGowan on the Roadhouse with Julie and Dave. Just trying to escape, boy. You travel for business, don't you, Jim?
I used to.
Yeah.
No, I do. This time of year actually is pretty busy for me. I do state government relations for the YMCA of the USA. And a lot of legislative sessions on right now. And so I have 17 states that I cover, and I typically get out to at least half of them each, you know, front part of the year when sessions are on. And then we also do our big national advocacy days out in Washington, D.C. And we just got that in Under the Wire last week. So we were able to actually hold that event.
Oh, good.
But had it been this week, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have, because all of our travel's been stopped for the time being. So
paused.
Yep. Yep.
Pause.
Yep.
Well, do you telecommute then? Are you able to?
I do. I always do anyway. I mean, I work from home. And so I'm fortunate in that when I'm not traveling, I can work wherever there's an internet connection. So whether it's here in Hovland or in my home in St. Paul, as long as I have broadband connection, I can do my work. And we do a lot of Skype calls, a lot of, you know, video conferencing and that kind of stuff. And so in our team, we have most of our team is out in Washington, D.C., and then there's three of us out in the field, four of us out in the field. And so we're doing now, you know, daily calls twice a day with each other to stay in touch. And so we're pretty adept at working virtually. So it's working out.
Good.
But there's nothing like face-to-face, you know, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Happening again someday, hopefully very soon.
Yes, indeedy. Mm-hmm.
Did you have some meetings for this week, next week, the near future that you'll be able to do?
I'll be able to reschedule at some point. I go out to a lot of advocacy days, and the reality is those are being canceled on their end, you know. So there's nothing to go to because they're pausing those for now too. But
sure.
But eventually they'll start up again, and we'll all go back to normal, hopefully. So mm-hmm. yeah. But it's, you know, we've been working a lot. This might be more information than you're looking for, but you know, this big federal stimulus program that's being debated today and over the next few days and a couple weeks too. And so one of the things that we're real intent on is making sure that any kind of stimulus plan that's meant to help prop up businesses and other entities that are affected by this situation, we're trying to make the point that we need to make sure that nonprofits are propped up as well, because in many cases they're in the front lines of all this, you know, with our child care and after school programs and just a lot of community services that, you know, they have the name nonprofit for a reason, you know, mm-hmm. and oftentimes they're operating on a fairly slim margin. And so if there's a real disruption in that work, that's a real difficult thing for a community. And so we just want to make sure that Congress understands that that's a pretty important piece of community service that needs to be supported as well. So.
Yeah.
No, that's legit, Jim. That's real noble. And certainly the health and wellness factors too with,
yeah,
you know, now's the time to get healthy, stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Jim McGowan, when he's not advocating, he's playing guitar, singing. Makes you happy, doesn't it, Jim? I can just tell.
It does, yeah. It's this is the part of my life that I think kind of keeps me sane in the midst of it all. Yeah. So I enjoy it.
Not for a lot of artists, you know. That's mm-hmm. I feel the same way about doing the show.
Yeah.
It's your creative outlet.
Yeah.
Keeps
yeah.
you sane.
Yeah. And I'm lucky I get to do both.
Yeah. Radio Arts and Jim McGowan, good pair here in the Roadhouse, and we've got another hour at least, so you just take your time and keep on strumming.
And we're joined by Jim McGowan tonight on the Roadhouse. You can catch him tomorrow night at Cascade Lodge for their St. Patrick's Day event. Starts at 3:00 with Frozen Britches, and Jim will be playing at 5:00.
Yeah. It'll be a fun night.
Yeah, it will.
Fun night. Yeah. So, well, you ready for another one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I'll take it over to this side of the pond for this song. This is one called I Hear Them All by the Old Crow Medicine Show. So.
Crying of the hungry in the deserts where they're wandering. Hear them crying out for heaven's own benevolence upon them. Hear destructive crowds prevailing. I hear fools falsely hailing to the crooked wits of tyrants when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear the sound of tearing pages and the roar of burning paper. All the crimes and acquisitions turn to air and ashen paper, and the rattle of the shackle far beyond emancipator, and the loathiest to gather in their stalls. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. With your money and your power, I can hear the flowers growing in the rubble of the towers. I hear leaders quit their lying, I hear babies quit their crying, and I hear soldiers quit their dying, one and all. I hear them all, I hear them all. Waterfall. Hear the gentle Lamb of Judah sleeping at the feet of Buddha, and the prophets from Elijah to the old Paiute Waka take their places at the table when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear them all.
Very nice. Were you musically inclined as a child, Jim?
Yeah, I was. I always loved music.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, listening to a lot of my parents' records. They had their college albums in groups like the Chad Mitchell Trio and the Brothers Four and Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
We would stand around that phonograph and sing, you know, as kids, and just loved it. And then as I got a little bit older, my dad first bought a little baritone ukulele, which is tuned, the bottom four strings of a baritone ukulele are tuned exactly like a guitar.
Oh.
So it was handy because with small hands you could learn parts of a whole guitar chord, you know, but not have to get your hand around that whole big neck like on a guitar. So I was able to learn a few chords on that. And then when I was about 8 years old, I got a full-size guitar that I started taking some lessons on. And so it's been a part of my life for a long, long time. And I, you know, I did the choir stuff in high school and band. And
did you play in band?
I played the timpanis. Drums.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't on the concert choir or concert band. I was on the second string, whatever, you know, so
okay.
It wasn't something that I went very far with, but I did have a drum set for a while at home, which I still can't believe my parents let me do. But the guitar was what I always, and I took piano lessons too, but the guitar was the thing that just kept coming back to. And so it's a good old friend.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up, Jim?
Well, I moved around a little bit. My dad was a Lutheran pastor, so we lived in St. Paul as he was going through school, and then up in the Moorhead area. There's a small community called Foxholm. We lived in that, and then moved to Moorhead, and then they moved down to Oklahoma, and then I stayed in Minnesota, went to Concordia in Moorhead, but now my whole family's back in Minnesota. So everybody's here, which is, with the exception of
not my quite ever. I was going to say,
yeah,
you got
couple
some
sisters. That's
California
right.
Relations.
Well,
you?
That's
or
my
your
son.
Daughter.
My son and his wife and our new grandson live out in San Jose, California. So
that's right.
So yeah. In fact, we're debating. We're supposed to go out for his first birthday in the first week of April, and I think we may have to delay that party, unfortunately, because of all this stuff. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Did you guys get together over Christmas?
Yes. I'm trying to think. They came here, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And we've been out there several times to see him too. Most recently in early February, we went out and he went to his daycare and then came home and proceeded to put his hands all over our faces. And Martin and I came home and we were on our back for sick for about a week, you know, but we'd do it all over again. It was great.
Yeah.
So
this
is
your first grand?
Yeah, it is. Oh, Liam James.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Strong Irish name.
Yeah. The fun we've been having lately is we do FaceTime, you know, on the iPads and computers, and he's learned how to blow on a harmonica in and out. And so then I get one on my side and the two of us go face to face and he tries to mimic, and it's great fun.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's kind of funny because, you know, I was the one that, you know, I used to hear friends talk about grandkids and I'm like, oh, yeah, another story, another picture, whatever, you know, and my feeling was, you know, it'll happen when it happens, take your time, get settled, you know, all that stuff. And now I get it, you know, and now I'm that guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm that grandpa. So I'm loving it. Yeah. He's something special. Yeah.
All right, Jim McGowan, it's 5:55. I bet we could squeeze in a tune before the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, let's do, speaking of Liam, I'm sorry, I have to tune real quick here.
That's all right.
When Liam was born, he had a little struggle. He had a brain hemorrhage right after he was born and was in the NICU for about a month and a half. And it was a real scary time. We didn't know what the future was going to hold for him. And so through that time, one of the things I did was I have a particular song called The Castle of Dromore, which is an Irish lullaby by Liam Clancy. And this kind of became the song that I sang for Liam. And let me just finish the story that Liam has, it's like it never happened. He's thriving, he's healthy, happy. There's not a sign of any issue, leftover issue from that. So he's totally recovered and doing really great. So
that's great.
So let me just. That's the one. Sorry.
You got it?
Yeah. The October winds lament around that castle of Dromore, yet peace is in her lofty halls, my loving treasure store. Though autumn leaves may droop and die, a bud of spring are you. Sing hush-a-bye-loo, la lo lo la. Sing hush-a-bye-loo, la lo. Bring no ill will to hinder us, my helpless babe and me. Dread spirits of the black water, Clan Owen's wild banshee, and Holy Mary pitying us, in heaven for grace doth sue. Sing hush-a-bye-loo, la-loo-lo-la. Sing hush-a-bye-loo. Take time to thrive, my ray of hope, in the garden of Dromore.
Take heed, young eaglet, till thy wings are feathered fit to soar. A little rest, and then the world is full of work to do. Sing hush-a-bye-loo-la-loo-lo-la. Sing hush-a-bye-loo-la-loo. Sing hush-a-bye-loo-la-loo-lo-la. Sing hush-a-bye-loo-la-loo.
Jim McGowan, the lullaby for Liam. Lovely.
And we love that line that says, it says, take heed, young eaglet, until thy wings are feathered fit to soar.
I could tell you put a little something extra into that.
Yeah. For a long time, I had a hard time getting through that one. You know,
solid.
But he did it. He's soaring.
Yeah. Solid.
And 1 year old coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's the Roadhouse on the Shore with Julie Carlson, Dave Terzig, and Jim McGowan sitting in with live music for the entire show, all Jim McGowan show. This is going to go down.
It's pretty cool,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I love it. It's the Friday the 13th show tonight, and so we do have to touch on superstitions. Mm-hmm. Jim, you ever been in on a Friday the 13th Roadhouse? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I haven't asked you. Are you superstitious?
Not particularly, no.
Good. Julie?
No.
Good.
But I wouldn't want to break a mirror. That's 7 years of bad luck.
If you believe in that.
If you believe in that. Yeah. That's right.
While you walk under a ladder as the black cat crosses your
path. That's right. Well, I did see a dark animal this morning just out of the corner of my eye in the yard. And it didn't belong to us.
Fox.
It wasn't one of our pets. I don't know. It was kind of dark brown or black. And I thought, wonder. Because Coyote. I knew it was Friday the 13th. I wonder if that was a cat.
Yeah. But it's lucky you're not superstitious.
It's lucky I'm not superstitious. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I used to be. I think I tell this tale every time. I used to be. But then I had an interview on this very show with a scientist, a professor, who dispelled my superstitions, told me there's no such thing as luck, scientifically proven.
Hmm.
And yet, so I've abandoned that hope. Although I do have this idea of a luck bank where you do good deeds, you save up luck in the bank, and then when you need it, you know, you do something silly or something out of the blue happens and you get to cash in that luck.
You know, the idea of there's no such thing as luck on St. Patrick's Day weekend just doesn't jibe.
You can't have it.
The luck of the Irish is just That's what right. it's all about.
So you are superstitious.
I guess
around St. Patrick's
Day. I guess I am.
In a good way.
Yeah.
That's right. There can be healthy superstitions.
Yeah. I learned something tonight about myself.
Well, you know, a dear friend of mine once said, the harder I work, the luckier I am.
Yeah.
That sounds Norwegian.
It does sound Norwegian, doesn't it? Yeah.
I think that was like a famous person, like Albert Einstein or something. I think I've heard that quote.
Have you? Maybe it is a real quote.
Check it.
We'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've just heard if in these times of uncertain future, you should live it up today. I think that's been my mantra lately.
Mm-hmm.
Live it up.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got 40, 50 some minutes left of Jim McGowan. You going all the way through, Jim, or should we play some intermission music?
I'm happy to keep going if you're okay with that. But
it's our show. I think we should stay in the mood.
All right. Well, so you can kind of tell by the songs that I do that I pretty much do other people's songs, but I have a couple of my own. And this is one that I wrote recently, and it's gotten a pretty good reception. It's called Whatever Happened. And I don't explain this song. People kind of draw their own conclusions, which has been the fun part of this. I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, I want this one to send to my ex-boyfriend. And things like that. So it's kind of, here it is. Whatever happened to those promises you made?
You said that we would find a better way. You said tomorrow would be better than today. Whatever happened to those promises you made? I didn't sign up for all this hurt and pain. No one should have to play this crazy game. Dent on the floor for all the prayers I've made, asking for deliverance from the hurdles in my way. Whatever happened to those promises you made? You said that we would find a better way. You said tomorrow would be better than today. Whatever happened to those promises you made? Don't get me wrong, I don't wanna go. I love it here, but I just need you to know. This craziness makes it so hard to stay. And I can't rely on all those promises you make. You said just a little longer, you said just a few more days. We'll find our way through this crazy maze. You said wait a little longer with your feet to the fire. I'm starting to wonder if I'm dealing with a liar. To those promises you made, you said that we would find a better way. You said tomorrow would be better than today. Whatever happened to those promises you made? Whatever happened to those promises you made? Are they all empty, all those promises you made?
Well, isn't that a statement? Sounds like a kind of a pop song almost.
Yeah.
Original, Jim McGowan.
It is original, yep, yep.
And when did you write that?
In last summer.
Oh, it's so recent.
Yeah, July of 2019, it says on my page here. So.
Technology.
It must be right then, huh?
That's right.
Hey, in technology, that was Thomas Jefferson. Who worked hard to be lucky.
Yeah. Jim gets a star.
Yes, yeah. You do.
It wasn't Einstein, but
yeah,
neither am I.
Nice. Good advice. Yeah. Work to be, the more you work, the what is it again?
Well, here's the real quote. I am a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it. Thomas Jefferson.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah. So when you write a song, how does it just come to you? That song in particular, did it come to you in a dream? How did that happen?
Well, I have a hard time writing song. That's one of my struggles. And it's one of the things I really want to work on, especially in this next year, is to try to force myself. What happens is I'll write something, and then I'm my own worst critic, and I'm like, nah, that's not good, or that's dumb, or it doesn't sound right. And so I need to let loose a little bit and experiment more and put myself out there more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of kind of a frame of mind where you're at. When it happens fast. Like that song I probably wrote in probably 15 minutes. And then I have another one, too, I can do for you that... I've played it on here before. It happened because a friend of mine challenged me to sign up for this thing called the Singer-Songwriter Challenge on Facebook. And the idea was that you would sign up and then wait for the word of the week. And when you got the word, then you're supposed to write a song with that word in it.
Oh my.
And then do a video of yourself and put it out on this Facebook page. So I thought, well, I can do that once. I'll see how that goes. So I signed up, and I waited for the word of the week, and the word of the week was lubrication. And so I thought, oh, what am I going to do with that one? You know, but I had committed to it, so I – and there were some interesting entries that week,
I would say, too. I bet.
So here's mine. It's family friendly.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's squeaky clean. Squeaky clean.
I'm sitting here at my kitchen table. I should go to work. I'm not able, so much to do. I feel so behind. I need a little something to get me going and get my creative juices flowing. I need something to kick start my mind. Those coffee beans are freshly ground. They're brewing up with a gurgling sound. I pick out my favorite coffee cup. The aroma it makes is oh so good. And with that drink I think I could finally find a way to wake up. Mojo coffee, cup of joe, whatever you call it, it makes me go. Starts my motor and makes it hum. Tunes my strings and makes me strum. Gives my bones a good vibration. Wakes my head from a sleepy vacation. Gives my day a little lubrication. Well, I'm ready to make some new creations. Now that I've got my lubrication, things are clearer now that I'm awake. But until I get my coffee beans, I'll keep living in my dreams, totally unable to communicate. Mojo coffee, cup of joe, whatever you call it, it makes me go. Starts my motor and makes it hum. Tunes my strings and makes me strum. Gives my bones a good vibration. Wakes my head from a sleepy vacation. Gives my day a little lubrication. Don't go buying those fancy beans. The stuff from a can will give you what you need. There's only one rule to clear the fuzz. The more you drink, the better you buzz. That magic juice from the percolator turns me into an agitator. One sip, two sips, three sips, give me some more. This hour of day I don't like to get up, but I'll do just that for one more cup. Soon my feet will be dancing across the floor, and I'll be singing Mojo coffee, cup of joe, whatever you call it, it makes me go. Starts my motor and makes it hum. Tunes my strings and makes me strum. Gives my bones a good vibration. Wakes my head from a sleepy vacation. Gives my day a little lubrication.
So what came first there, the lyrics or the tune?
Oh, they kind of both hit at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this was another one where the idea was in my head, or the word was in my head, and I was sitting at my kitchen table, and it was in the morning. I was a little tired, and I was drinking my coffee, and that was the impetus. And so the name of the song is called Perco Lubrication.
I like it. I like it.
How'd you do in the contest?
It wasn't really a contest. It was just, you know, you put it out there and then people kind of critique it. But I got a lot of people saying, if this is your first entry, we hope to see some more. So,
a lot of likes.
Yeah.
I like that one.
It's a fun one to play, like at a pub, because so, people wait for the word. And then when you hit that word, they all laugh. And, you know, at the end of it, usually I'll, you know, and I sing, gives my day a little, and then I stop. And the whole crowd goes, lubrication.
Uh-huh.
So I'm having fun with that one.
Hey, that would have fit in great last week, too. We had a big coffee theme going last week as we had Bill Hansen from Uganda. He's working with coffee farmers right now, shipping 18-ton containers.
He's Bill Hansen's one of my coffee. Heroes.
So that was getting us going. Then we had the daylight savings time expert recommending we not drink too much coffee.
What do they know?
Afternoon. okay in the morning, but you know, cut back. Yeah. And then the band had a coffee tie, and they were wearing 5-watt coffee. Some coffee shop down in the Twin Cities with the band, the Cedar Street Band, in last week. So coffee, always a good theme, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
And daylight savings time, that's something else we can catch on now. It's like bright out and it's 6:16. And have you gotten used to that yet?
No.
But are you enjoying it?
Yeah. I was a little off, though.
Oh, who isn't?
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah.
It's the circadian rhythm versus the social clock versus the solar clock. Of course, all about this. And we're all for the abolishment of daylight savings time now, right? You wouldn't mind just ditching it.
I wouldn't mind just ditching it. That's for sure.
Most wouldn't. So
who wants to be late by an hour on Sunday?
Nobody. No. Who wants to lose an hour? And then the mornings are a bit dull, a bit dim. This 7 o'clock dullness, dimness is hard to get used to. You're right. You got new. Yeah. Although you guys kind of don't have to deal with the kids. They're really fussy.
This is true.
When it comes to feeding and.
I don't have kids that I have to get out.
Pets. Yeah. I guess pets can be just as persnickety.
Oh, yeah.
About
yeah.
their feeding times.
They don't know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But we adjust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spring ahead.
I do like the what it feels like a longer daylight day. You know, it's just nice to have a little extra time to
especially when
do
the
stuff.
Sun's out like it is, has been lately. Yep. How about all the clocks, all the accessories? You got everything switched over in the old microwave, Julie? You got all smart everything, don't you?
I did the microwave, yeah. But I think everything else, I think even my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it? I didn't turn it ahead, so my car must have done it all by itself.
Like Bluetooth enabled.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
Because that takes a long time to figure out how to reset your car.
It can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some people just go with it, don't even reset it. Like, I love the old vehicles. You hop in and it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they lose time or gain time on their own.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like 15 minutes off.
I hate that inconsistent time. And so that was kind of my mission last Sunday morning, like change all the clocks immediately upon waking. Because we
sure
still do the
right.
like Mickey Mouse clock on the wall, you know, that sort of stuff.
Nice.
Got to change it over. No confusion. So there'll be no confusion.
That's
Monday
right.
morning comes in, you know, school, time to get up. No, Dad, no, it's only 6:36. No. Nice try. Get
up. Sounds like a song. I should write a song about daylight saving.
You should.
The troubles of
dysfunction.
Justin. Yeah.
Yeah. Dysfunction.
Time.
Just give me one more hour. Yeah.
Soak it up. Soak it up.
I'll share the royalties.
Okay.
Soak up the sun. Jim McGowan live at the Roadhouse right now and all over the county, it would appear, this weekend. He's got the big gig tomorrow night down at Cascade Pub in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. They are going all in on a Saturday night extravaganza. Jim's the headliner there, probably 6 o'clock you go?
Five.
Yep.
There was supposed to be a third band, but they were unable to make it. So, like here,
right?
I got tapped for a little extra time, which I'm, you know, anytime I play at Cascade, it's usually a 2-hour gig, and it never feels like enough. So I'm thrilled about this. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim's also at Voyager on Monday on St. Patrick's Day Eve, 5 to 8. And then the big day itself, Tuesday the 17th, downtown at the Gunflint Tavern.
Yeah. So
7 to 10.
Get your presents. Do you like presents and candy for St. Patrick's Day or not so much?
I think it's a liquid form.
Another Porsche, perhaps?
Yeah.
A green one?
Keys.
A green one?
I'll bring the keys next time. I won't say that they work for that car, but I'll bring the keys.
I love it. I love it. We're having fun with Jim McGowan on the Roadhouse and his great music taking us away.
Jim is 47% Irish. Is that what we came up with? And Julie is 27% Irish. And Dave?
I don't know because I didn't spit in the tube.
Well, but don't you kind of know?
Yeah, but
have you got any Irish in you?
My kind of knowing intuition says not much.
Really?
Because I'm like, what is it, gypsy, bohemian, that sort of business. But there's probably a little Irish in that. Huh? Dutch with the terstig. But yeah, not a lot of freckles and red hair. Not a lot of Irish, except for this weekend, except for Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday, everybody's Irish.
Blarney.
Yeah.
Got to start practicing.
All weekend, actually. You can.
Yeah.
It starts tonight. It starts tonight.
That's right. That's right. It started last night at the Dubliner.
Yeah, at the Dubliner. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It was a warm-up. Yeah.
All right, Jim. You're back. We're back.
All right.
What do you got next?
So we'll move back to the Ireland side of things. This next song is called Grace, and it tells the story about Joseph Mary Plunkett and his sweetheart, Grace Gifford. Joseph was a scholar and a poet and one of the planners of the Easter Rising of 1916, which was really the attempt to end British rule in Ireland. Joseph had tuberculosis as a child, and then as a result of that had had surgery as an adult prior to the Easter Rising, which he was one of the main planners of. He was present at the General Post Office during the uprising with other leaders that included Michael Collins and Tom Clark and Patrick Pierce. And they fought a battle at the post office that lasted 7 days until they were defeated by the British. But after he surrendered, Joseph and the others were taken to Kilmainham Jail in Dublin, which if you ever have a chance to visit that, you should. It's a national historic monument. But they took these patriots, basically, and convicted them, imprisoned them, and then eventually executed them. But before he was executed by firing squad, they allowed Joseph to marry Grace in the prison, in the jail. And so if you go to Kilmainham Jail today, as part of the tour, you'll see a letter that he wrote to Grace the night before. And this song is based on that letter. As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Padre called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. On this May morn, as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I'll write some words upon the wall, so everyone will know. I love so much that I could see his blood upon the rose. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I must die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
No, there won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
That's kind of sad.
That's really
sad.
Yeah,
it's quite a story. And like I said, if you ever have the chance to go to Ireland, be sure to go to Kilmainham Jail, because there's aside from this story, there's a lot of other really poignant and sad stories.
Uh-huh.
But it was the beginning. The way that those prisoners were treated eventually changed the attitude of the Irish people against their British overlords, to the point where they finally rebelled, to the point where they gained their independence. So there's both sadness and a lot of hope and in those stories.
Britain and Ireland. What's the latest with Brexit, Jim? I haven't been following that. Have you?
I haven't. I think they were I thought they were getting close to some kind of a resolution, but I've not heard.
I think Britain definitely pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Whether or not Ireland's included in that.
Well, they were. The big struggle was between the Republic of Ireland under British rule up in Northern Ireland and the border between them and the Republic, and how they were going to handle that if, because the Republic is still part of the European Union. And so there was, they were trying to, right now it's an open border between the two. But if all of a sudden Britain was no longer part of the European Union, then they were trying to figure out what they would do with that border.
I bet they're still trying to figure that out.
I think they probably always will be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Contested countryside.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Irish food. Got a favorite meal, Irish meal?
Mm, you know, I think Ireland is becoming more known for its food in recent years, but historically I think that it was always kind of a little bit frowned upon. But because they have things like blood sausage and, you know, stuff like that. And it was a tradition in our family. We always had corned beef and cabbage and soda bread on St. Patrick's Day.
We had too.
Yeah, and I do like that.
Yeah.
So, and Kerrygold butter.
Mm-hmm.
I had Kerrygold butter in Ireland one time, and I could have made that my entire fare for the trip. It was so good.
I don't know it. What?
It's butter. It's grass fed butter, but the flavor of it is just remarkable.
Is it? Utterly delicious.
Ba-dum-bump.
That's what I call it.
You can get it here in the States, but it's usually quite a bit more expensive than
and it's not the
our
same.
Butter.
It isn't quite the same. You know, part of it was I was in Ireland when I had it, right? So, but we've had it. In fact, we had it this past week at home, and it's good, but it's just not. It's kind of like Guinness. Guinness is better in Ireland. Than it is here.
Yeah.
It's all probably just psychological, but...
That's right.
Everything's better on vacation.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Always better on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it was an Irish... I'm assuming that it's an Irish thing. My grandma, the Irish one, always insisted on eating pork on New Year's Day.
Oh, interesting. I don't, yeah.
So I don't know if that's an Irish thing or not. I always assumed it was.
Hmm.
But corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Yep.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, and a lot of people do green beer, which you don't need to.
No.
We used to do it, but we stopped doing it.
Good advice.
Well, there's so many good... you know, craft brews and that kind of stuff available. That why waste it on
food coloring?
Green food coloring.
So,
all right, St. Patrick's Day just days away. Boy, get ready, get excited. There's lots of festivities this weekend. Cascade Pub's the place to be tomorrow night.
That's right.
For their big annual St. Patty's Day celebration. Jim McGowan, the headliner. So lots of great music in the air for St. Patrick's Day. Jim's also at the Gunflint Tavern on Tuesday night and at the and the Voyager on Monday night, St. Patty's Day Eve. So
yeah, I think that's a new holiday, St. Patrick's Day Eve.
Now we just got to get this guy some elves and some flying...
Hide some presents under the shamrocks. Some
flying animals.
Some green socks.
You know, the kids would love it. I'm just speaking from a kid's angle, if you could include presents and candy with this holiday, it would be much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure would.
You probably don't want that, though.
Rainbows, pots of gold, and candy.
Yeah, lucky charms.
Yeah.
Well, the parades are, you know, a lot of the cities do parades, and they're big family events, but they're all canceled
this
year.
They're all being canceled this year. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So we'll just have to do our own party.
Celebrate at home.
That's right.
That's right.
I think so.
Cascade Lodge.
That's right. Cascade Lodge. Well, how about another tune, Jim?
All right. This is a Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham song. It's about a date that didn't go so well. It's called Courtin' in the Kitchen.
Come single bell and bow, unto me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, she set me heart a-twitchin', and she invited me to a hooly in the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. Next Sunday being the day we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay and I frizzed and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife and she had gone a-fishing, and we kicked a pie down below stairs in the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. Just as the clock struck six, we sat down to the table. She handed tea and cake, and I ate while I was able. I drank a punch and tea till me side it got the stitching, and the hours fast would go away when you're courting in the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes down filled with hate and poison she was spitting, when the captain at the door walked right into that kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. She flew up off me knees, full 5 feet up or higher, and over head and heels threw me slap into the fire. My new repealer's coat that I bought from Mr. Mitchell, with a 20-shilling note, went a blazes in the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. I grieve to see me duds all smeared with soot and ashes, when a tub of dirty suds right in me face she dashes. As I lay on the floor, the water she kept pitching, the footman broke the door and walked straight into the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. When the captain came downstairs, though he saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me, they take no bail, but to get home, I was itching. But I had to tell the tale of how I came into the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, me toorah-loorah-laddie, me toorah-loorah-la, toorah-loorah-laddie. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching. And I got 6 months hard for me courting in the kitchen. With me toorah-loorah-la, Me toorulura laddie, me toorulura la. Toorulura laddie with me toorulura la. Me toorulura laddie, me toorulura la. Toorulura laddie.
That's a good one.
That's got to put a smile on your face, right?
That's a fun song.
That's a fun one. Who's the captain, though? Is he dad?
No, he's like the master of the house.
I see. Yeah.
We don't really know who he is, but it says he had no wife, and he'd gone fishing. So so this date was happening while he was out. And
I kind of saw it as like a father-daughter feud.
Well,
And she really changed her story there.
Oh, she did, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to know where the truth lies in that song.
Heartless. Poor guy.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, Jim, you play up here, you play down in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. When you're traveling, do you bring your guitar along?
I have.
Yeah?
You know, I work for the YMCA, and so once in a while I get to go to some camps.
Okay.
Or to some meetings where we're at, like our fall meetings oftentimes are at retreat kind of centers. And so I've got a couple of those meetings where they actually ask me now to bring it. In fact, one of them said, yeah, you can come, but only if you bring your guitar.
Nice.
So I do bring it, and you know, and I also I try to find music where I go too, you know. So for instance, one of the capital cities that I go to is Lansing, Michigan, and in Lansing there's a place called Elderly Instruments, which is a kind of a consignment store for high-end guitars.
Uh-huh.
And so they have some of the most amazing acoustic guitars that you'll ever see.
Wow.
And so if I can, I try to build a little extra, a few minutes before I head to the airport to go play on a couple of those. And down in Frankfort, Kentucky, there's a little cafe on the main street, and every Thursday night they do an open bluegrass jam. And you don't have to have an instrument, because on the walls they have guitars, fiddles, mandolins, string bass, banjos.
And they let you just use them?
You just grab one off the wall and sit in. And so, you know, if I can, I try to plan to be staying overnight on a Thursday night in Frankfort, Kentucky. But
yeah,
it doesn't always work, but when it does, it's, you know, so I look for things like that. And
I bet you, it sounds like you found some really cool places.
Yeah. One of the neatest guitar stores I've ever found is in Rapid City, South Dakota, of all places. So they have a selection of high-end Taylor guitars, which is a nice brand, and I've never seen so many beautiful Taylor guitars, and who would have thought?
In Rapid City.
Yeah. It's better than anything in the Twin Cities by far. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I look for it, you know.
So do you do any camp music with?
Yeah, you know, it's been a few years, but when I was...
Though. Weren't you the guy that's first job?
My first
playing
job.
At the camp in Denver, or up
yeah,
you know, John Denver style?
That's right.
We got to hear
that's
this.
Right.
We got to hear this.
Yeah, so...
I can't hear this enough.
I went to a camp first called gig. Sky Ranch when I was in high school, and I brought my guitar, and it was at the height of John Denver's popularity. You know, I learned how to play a lot of music by listening to his Rocky Mountain High and other albums, and so I went as a camper, and then... They liked what they heard, so they hired me back the next two summers. And my main job was, well, I was on the maintenance crew, but the real reason that they hired me was to play guitar for the campfires at night.
Mm-hmm.
$35 a week plus room and board. It was just like the best job of my life. I'd go back again if they'd take me, but they wouldn't. So, but yeah, it was, yeah. So I knew a lot of John Denver songs and played them up in the Rocky Mountains. It was around a campfire.
Just perfect.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Dave, did you go to summer camp?
Oh, of course. Always, I was a Weeblo.
Uh-huh.
Weeby Loyal Scout.
That's right.
Never made Eagle, but had lots of great summer camp memories. Somewhere up in the Great North Woods. Actually, I don't actually remember the specific
name
of the camp. Yeah, Minnesota.
Okay.
Because I grew up in southwest Minnesota, down in the farm country, meeting the River Valley.
So maybe like up in the range area?
Yeah, I'm guessing Brainerd, Baxter, Bemidji, that lakes area. I'll always remember that smell of pine and conifer, you know, getting off the bus, coming from the farmland of, you know, turkey barns.
A little bit different smell.
Yeah. But yeah, fresh pine, summer camp memories, falling, you know, crushes on the on the counselors, and hanging out at the lake. And yeah, great times at the old summer camp. Don't really remember the guy singing guitar on the fire, though. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, not every camp could afford, you know,
$35 a week. Yeah.
And like I say, I was probably into his girlfriend. us weebelos.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, though. I remember skeet hunting. You're right. You go hunting for skeet.
At camp?
Yeah.
Snipe.
Snipe. Sorry.
Snipe.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You have had that experience, Julie?
I have not, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have not had that experience.
It's got to be dark. You've got to be in the woods with, like, I seem to remember, like, torches. Like, you know, burning torches.
You know,
running through the woods.
She had something dark run through her yard this morning. That could have been a snipe.
It could have been.
Or a jackalope. Oh, wait, this isn't South Dakota.
Well,
maybe,
you know,
Rapid City.
I was fortunate because I grew up right here.
Yeah.
And so I had camping in my backyard all the time. But we had Camp Oconto here up the Gunflint Trail, and we all went to Camp Vermilion up on the range, and YMCA Camp Minogen. You know, I never attended that as a kid.
Isn't that an amazing place?
Isn't that a great place?
I didn't know about it really until a couple of years ago when I came on staff with the Y.
Yeah.
And I've been there a couple times since, and that's a magical place. That's an amazing place.
It really is. Have you been up to Minogen?
I have not.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Every spring they do a community pancake breakfast, and everybody's invited.
We've seen that announcement. Yeah. We've made that announcement. It's like across the lake, right?
Mm-hmm. You drive up the trail and you park on one side of the lake, and they take you across
by pontoon boat
to
it's Sunday
camp.
Of Memorial Day weekend.
I know that because
that's when we celebrate my birthday is Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and the kids always knew that we were going to Minogen for pancake breakfast.
I might just have to go this
year. You might have to go.
My interest. I know we had some plein air painters talking about this a month or two ago.
Yeah, they stay up there in the winter.
Taking the trek across the lake, and isn't there some legendary sauna?
There is.
Just jump into the lake.
You jump right into the lake.
Jump into the ice, and that could be right up my alley. So, gotta go summer camp.
That's right. Well, it's 6:45 Friday night. You're listening to The Roadhouse with Dave and Jim and Julie. Well, Jim, what's next?
Let's bring it back to this side of the pond again. This is one I heard a version of Dolly Parton and Chet Atkins doing this song. It's called "Do I Ever Cross Your Mind?" And if you ever get a chance, Google the two of them doing the song, because it's just great fun to listen to. They're both great guitar players, and they're laughing and having fun together. But you can also hear Dolly's fingernails clicking on the strings. So talented.
Glamour girl.
Long ago in the sweet used to be, and the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that, or do I ever cross your mind? Could kiss your sweet lips like I did long ago, and how often I long for those two loving arms that once held me so gentle and close. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that, or do I ever cross your mind? When old memories appear, my eyes won't stay clear. When I think on those happier times. Do you ever recall those old memories at all, or do I ever cross your mind?
Very nice.
Little country ditty. I can just hear Dolly singing that.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. You gotta check it out.
So will you be playing any of this this weekend, or will you be strictly Irish tunes?
It'll be heavy on the Irish, but I'll mix it up a little bit. The Cascade and the Gunflint Tavern gigs are longer gigs, and so just to give people a little break, I'll pull it in. But you know what's interesting is a lot of American like music from, or like bluegrass music and Appalachian music, a lot of it has Irish and Scottish roots, so you can hear that influence in a lot of the songs that I do, and so there's a tie-in there.
Uh huh. Yeah. Great. So. We're here with Jim McGowan. So St. Patrick's Day, do you dress up? Do you even know it's St. Patrick's Day, Dave? Do you wear green?
Not like I maybe used to. I thought I had somewhere in the collection like those big, goofy, green glasses, you know.
And oh yeah.
Whatever the little you put on your head, and then kind of boggle-eyed stars. There's some Halloween costume in the closet that was a leprechaun. That's as close as I've come. I think I was like a leprechaun on Halloween.
An evil leprechaun for Halloween?
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like as close as I've come. What about you, Julie? You get all dolled up?
You know, I don't, but I always try to make sure to wear something green on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you got that 25%. You got to represent.
Right, that's right.
You got to represent. And what about you, Jim? I can just see the green velour.
Like a vest and knickers.
Yeah.
And
kind of a satin scarf with green. No,
gold ask off with green.
Yeah.
Gold and green. That'd be good.
Huh.
Maybe gold shoes.
Yeah. I need to step up my game, obviously.
I think you do.
Not for the Roadhouse.
Okay. Yeah, no. Maybe it's radio. You can imagine anything.
Yeah, that's why I'm just picturing that now.
But definitely for the Gunflint Tavern.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I haven't done it for a while, but I used to, on St. Patrick's Day, I had this, it was kind of a hair coloring thing, and I would just like do one strand of green, you know, in my hair. And then for a while I had a little shamrock. It looked like a pierced earring, which I don't do, but it was a magnet. And so it was like a shamrock on my ear, and everybody thought I pierced my ear or my nose.
That's right.
But that's about as far as I've gone.
Did the crowd get it? I mean, have you seen this in the crowd? People dress up, I'm guessing?
A little bit, yeah. And what's
depends
neat about Cascade...
how much Irish they got in them, right?
Yeah, well, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so and but I know it, in the past, Cascade has had different things around, laying around, like some green beads and stuff and little hats and other things. So if you I think you could come there and maybe find something to adorn yourself with. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And what about leprechauns? Are they okay, evil? What's the thing with leprechauns? I'm kind of creeped out by them, I'll be honest. It's like in that clowns category.
Well, if you don't steal their lucky charms or their pot of gold, I think then you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've been known to pull pranks on people. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. and kind of have a mean streak.
Oh, I don't know.
Ornery.
Hmm.
Like Blarney, kind of.
Did you steal their gold?
Of course.
All right, then.
It's kind of like the lump of coal thing at Christmas time, so... You kind of get what you deserve, I think, is what happens.
That's right.
Sometimes you get the coal when you don't deserve it, though. So. Yes.
Or rotten oranges.
Sounds like there's a story there, maybe.
We've all been there.
We've all been there, yeah. Lump of coal in your stocking.
Wow. Well, this has been just about the most enjoyable show on recent memory, Jim. Thanks so much.
And relaxing and nice.
Comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
It's what we strive for in times of need. great music, great company. We've got time for just one more.
Okay. Yep. I know we're pressing up against another show. I always know that rule. So this is a song about a young woman named Annie Moore who left Ireland during the famine. She was the first immigrant to cross the threshold at Ellis Island, and she did it alone with her two younger brothers, and she was 15 years old. So this is a song called Isle of Hope and Isle of Tears about their journey to America.
Great one to end on. Jim McGowan.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they led the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In a little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears. There's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
All right, Jim McGowan. That's a great way to take us out on the Roadhouse tonight.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Take care, friend.
You too.